Mix 94.7 KMCH. Well, we're having a snowball out there right now, at least a good snowball making weather. Guest of the day, part two right here on KMCH. We welcome in a couple friends from our Regional Medical Center and Senior Life Solutions, Valerie Canby, who sits directly to my right. How are you this morning?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Good to see you here this morning, too. Figured, well, you could stay home and do it. But no, you are here, and I could have put you to work about an hour ago. And next to her is Brim. Am I saying that right, Nicole?
Yep, that's right.
And good
right.
to see you as well this morning. So
thank you.
We're talking about seasonal affective disorder, also known as those blues. Tell me a little bit about seasonal affective disorder and SAD, if you'd be so kind.
So Mayo Clinic defines seasonal affective disorder as, or SAD, as a seasonal disorder that is related to seasonal changes, which typically, begins and ends at the same time each year. So in most cases, SAD appears during late fall or early winter and goes away during the spring and summer months, or the sunnier days. So SAD does cause depression in the early spring or early summer, but it can come much less often than the fall and winter. So symptoms may start mild and become more severe as the season progresses.
And why is it that the senior population, the older adults, are more at risk for that?
Sure. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, older adults are really more at risk due to those hormonal changes, vitamin D deficiencies, and social isolation. A decline in the daylight during fall and winter affects the circadian rhythms and causes hormonal changes that lead to depressive symptoms. Those vitamin D deficiencies are subtle and can include muscle and bone pain, excessive fatigue, and depressed mood. Recent studies by the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine found that older adults age 65 and older are at increased risk for loneliness and isolation because they are more likely to face factors such as living alone, the loss of family or friends, chronic illness, and hearing loss.
What are some of the other symptoms that we can look for when it comes to, I'm just going to call it SAD. What are some of those other signs that we look for?
So according to Mayo Clinic, symptoms of SAD may include feeling depressed most of the day, nearly every day, losing interest in activities you once enjoyed, having low energy or problems with sleeping, experiencing changes in your appetite or weight, feeling sluggish or agitated, having difficulty concentrating, feeling hopeless or worthless or guilty, having frequent thoughts of death or suicide.
Let's talk about ways to combat this. What are some things we can do?
Sure. Referencing back to the Mayo Clinic, the recommendation is to do things like keeping your blinds or curtains open during the day, trimming back tree branches so some of that sunlight can get into your windows, sitting closer to bright windows in your home or office, adding skylights if that's feasible, getting outside but making sure you're dressing appropriately, especially when it's real cold, sometimes taking a long walk or eating your lunch at a park, maybe just even sitting on a bench and soaking up the sun. Even on cold or cloudy days, that outdoor light can help, especially if you spend it in the first 2 hours after you wake up in the morning. Some things like walking with a buddy or staying active can be helpful too. Movement and other activities just help overall relieve stress and anxiety, which can decrease the SAD symptoms. And being fitter can just help make people feel a little bit better about themselves too and lift their mood.
So obviously heavy subject matter here, but we want to make sure people are aware of it. Anything else you guys would like to add this morning?
The best thing you can do if you know or suspect someone is suffering from SAD, depression, anxiety, or grief this winter is to connect them to those who care and are trained and licensed to help, support, and treat them. Regional Medical Center's Senior Life Solutions is committed to providing excellent care to those older adults in the community and is looking forward to serving more with our expanded services. Please call us at 563-927-7560 if you would like more information or education to discuss support for yourself or a loved one.
That's Valerie Canby, program director. Sitting next to her, Nicole Brehm, therapist who made it in the snowstorm in the studio to be in person. Thank you guys for being here this morning. And we're going to put this up on the website where people can re-listen to it, that phone number again, and reach out and get that help if they need it. Because a lot of people this time of year, they need it, especially coming out of a storm like this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
You betcha. Now, you guys be safe on the way back up the hill from here, okay?
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Too. We're going to take a break. Hear more of our morning show on our time together here on KMCH.